It's Lance Creek used to freeze over. It was kind of an intermittent stream, and they would drive on it. In the winter, when it froze up, people would get out and drive because where it had frozen was a lot smoother than the old rocky trails alongside of it. And so one of the neighbors was headed home from a dance one night, and he had probably been sipping a little bit at the dance, so he was not watching too close. But he's cruising down through there, and he sees what he thinks the sandbar. He thought, well, I'll just slide over here and get on that sandbar, and I can pick up a little more speed getting home. Well, the sandbar happened to be half of a log buried in the ice. So he hit that going wide open in the middle of the night. Wide open wasn't very fast. But did it ever start him spinning? He probably spun for around in circles for a quarter of a mile before he ever got stopped again. And anyhow, but when there wasn't any other good roads, when the creek froze over, that was the smoothest spot around. So.
And then when it flooded? Tell about when it flooded.
Well, but it was kind of an intermittent stream, and you have an undercurrent on them, which when everything is kind of dry and the moisture's going down, the sand is pretty solid, and you could drive across it. And what they'd do a lot of times is just they'd take a tarp and lay over the front of a vehicle and drive across it to keep the water from splashing up under and killing the motor. But before a storm, that sand that was down in there would loosen up, and so it almost turned into quicksand. And every once in a while somebody would... One of the black boys, one of the brothers, had a experience of losing a car in there by trying to cross it too soon before water was coming down, and he didn't know it. And it was. They tried for a long time to dig it out. Never did get it because the sides would keep caving back in and everything. But it sat there for a long time. In that finally just disappeared under the quicksand.
This is Lance Creek?
Well, I think it was on... it wasn't Boggy. It was probably Lance Creek, yeah. Yeah. And they called Lance Creek that because on that same creek, white ash trees grew. And the Indians liked the white ash stick for a spear, to make a spear out of. So and my grandfather tried to, or my dad, this white ash made a good spear because it was nice and straight and, you know, like this. But, and it would make a good wagon tongue if you could get one big enough. But my dad tried for years to grow a white ash big enough to get a wagon tongue out of. And then we found out when I was in college that there's a bug that hits the white ash. A wood borer. And he goes in at the base of the white ash and kills it before it's really big enough for a wagon tongue. And so he tried for years to grow one and never did. He had about a pick handle was about as big as he ever got, you know. And anyhow, that's how Lance Creek got its name, was because it furnished handles for the Indian spear.